my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sec.
This is Hate Sec, and you're listening to a very special episode of Chronicle.su, first episode of the new season. Internet Chronicle is brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful and demanding products as the Panoptosphere, the Panopticon, that coffin that shoots you down the multiverse, and Dr. Troubadour himself. Kilgore, how the hell are you?
I'm just fine.
Dude, has Assange lost his mind?
Well, he thought he was talking to Sean Hannity the other day when he was talking to a parody account.
But this isn't the alt Hannity parody account. This is the alt.
No, it's Sean Hannity with three underscores after it.
This is, but most people only know Sean Hannity as the one with two underscores.
Well, the one with three underscores, well, maybe it's four actually. Let me check because this one doesn't look right.
Is his name just a row of underscores?
At this point, even Julian Assange can't tell us, and he should know, right? How can we trust him if he can't tell a parody from a...
When do you think Assange lost his mind? Because it wasn't just when he started talking to Hannity, right? Like, he went off the deep end a while back. And I think it's hard for people to know how to pinpoint, like, okay, well, what was the point beyond which he was no longer working in the public interest and he started doing some weird shit with an agenda? Or did he always have one?
Well, his agenda has always been to, as an anarchist, to destroy governments.
He's an anarchist?
Yeah. And you'll notice that the goal of destroying government, as anarchists grow up, they often find they have a lot of in common with Republicans because that's more or less their mission ultimately too. So,
and if not Republicans, then libertarians or some other such.
Yeah, you can all put them in a little basket of deplorables.
They're a basket full of people that want, for whatever reason, want to see less of the state and more of themselves, I guess.
Well, and especially in a huge gesture, it's got to be in the Trump fashion. These guys have big personalities. Look at them.
Do you think having that colossal personality gets in the way of you being able to do your job right?
Well, it is the job. That's the only job they have.
You're talking about Assange right now?
Yeah. He's never, you know, their job has been just to be paranoid and crazy. And
yeah, that guy has the personality of a fucking jizz rat. I look across the room and I see better soiled. Look, man, he's not that bad of a guy, right?
I don't know. There is this whole condom thing.
He didn't remove the condom. He said it leaked.
Well, I don't know. Christ. He can't. Oh, I get it.
He runs a loose ship over there. A lot of leak. He's playing it fast and loose, though, right? Like, he's just kind of fucking around with elections and stuff and helping out.
Yeah, and he's supposedly an unbiased reporter. He's invented a kind of scientific reporting journalism wherein there's no bias.
Because it's strictly leaked.
And that's his mission. And if you notice Fox News, they'll say that too. Oh, we're fair and balanced, unlike that liberal media, right? So what they end up doing really is more bias for lack of caring about bias. You know, they're just like, you know, it doesn't matter what WikiLeaks publishes. They can publish anything they want, right? What do they focus on the most? What's the emphasis? It's always
maybe the problem is that they're not publishing all the leaks they get as if they're all equally as important.
Well, this Catalonia thing, if you just look at Julian Assange's account, he's on this shit 24/7.
Playing Fortnite?
No, he's playing Catalonia night, Catalonian spring.
Oh, so this is a new bringing down the state thing he's working on.
Oh yeah, Spain. He's working hard on Spain.
He can pull it off in a little city state like Catalonia.
Oh, you say that, but it's like the center of the economy. One of them. Major, it would be like California seceding in the U.S., so I wouldn't say it's like that.
It's a huge economy.
Yeah, it's got a huge economy and a little amount of space compared to the rest of Spain.
It's about the size of a city, right?
Big city, maybe.
It's Catalonia, like the surrounding region. The county, Catalonia County, and the Duke boys.
Yeah, you could say it's a county size in U.S. terms. Maybe
a large area,
like a Rhode Island, though.
A city state.
I don't know.
You don't hear much about city states anymore.
Catalonia, it's 12.4 square miles, 12,400.
That's about the size of a football field. What do you wait? Is he really fucking with Catalonia right now?
Constantly. Haven't you ever seen? Okay, it's either he's tweeting about the Pope, he's tweeting about Catalonia, or he's tweeting about artificial intelligence taking over our minds.
Is he afraid of that?
Yeah, he's very afraid.
Does he have any leaks to back it up, or is he just wigging out on Twitter?
He's wigging out, man. He is the machine that... He is the artificial intelligence he's afraid of.
Transhuman follows the account Anonymous Catalonia.
Yeah, everybody does now. Catalonia is the new thing for Anonymous, for Assange.
Anonymous springs up anywhere there's an anti-state movement now. Wherever the thing is where you want to bring down a leader or a state, you get those. Is there an Anonymous Syria?
Yeah, it's called ISIS.
So they take it...
It's a little branching. It's a little different.
They've blown up everything, like where you'd hook a computer up over there, right? It's just...
No, come on, man. Really?
Dude, I've seen the pictures, man. Their cities are fucking wrecked. And if I search Anonymous Syria, I'm not really finding anything good except Op Syria, Syrian Revolution. And this is just another thing, right? It's just part of the trend of wherever there's an effort.
Well, there's always been Anonymous everywhere and everything.
But doesn't it seem like every time something comes up, they're against the government?
Yeah. That's the Guy Fawkes face, right? Goes to the government.
He's all about blowing up Parliament on the 5th. Uh-huh. What about, you know, blowing up Google on the 9th? Where's that mask?
Let's read a couple tweets from Julian Assange, okay? Let's read what he has to say, and then I'll read what he was saying.
This is about his DMs. Catalonia.
Okay, listen. This Julian Assange is a man who believes that politicians, public people who have people like himself are liars, and that all the secrets in their email are the powerful things, right? Anyway, this is what he said on his Twitter. He just posted this as an image. It's his own statement here. The future of humanity is the struggle between humans that control machines and machines that control humans. While the internet has brought about a revolution in our ability to educate each other, the consequent democratic explosion has shaken existing establishments to their core. Burgeoning digital superstates such as Google, Facebook, and their Chinese equivalents, who are integrated with the existing order, have moved to reestablish discourse control. This is not simply a corrective action. Undetectable mass social influence powered by artificial intelligence is an existential threat to humanity.
So he is kind of shooting at Google there in fake book news.
Well, still in its infancy, the geometric nature of the trend is clear. The phenomenon differs from traditional attempts to shape culture and politics by operating at a scale, speed, and increasingly at a subtlety that appears highly likely to eclipse human countermeasures.
Yeah, so he keeps returning to this idea of AI.
Yeah.
And, dude, that's what makes him start to sound a little like we all kind of know that anyway, but he's not tying these ideas together very well. These are in his DMs?
No, this is his public ideas. Now in his... So...
He writes like it's you and me talking to each other. Like, we would already understand all the context, and that would be all we needed. Like, oh yeah, man, fucking superstate, digital superstate, they're making an AI. Totally, dude, I get it. I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He doesn't explain shit.
Well, there is this movement with among the right now to talk very left about the internet, where they're saying things like, I don't know, Trump wanted to nationalize social media, or rather nationalize the broadband, right? All broadband carriers would be nationalized.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And you wonder, geez.
I've been waiting. I was just thinking today.
He doesn't believe in the free market anymore? What's wrong?
I just had this feeling today that I was going to hear this, that I was going to hear Trump saying something that like everybody agreed with and wanted. Why do you think now is the time he would say something like that to appeal to the internet left? What's this?
Actually, I think it runs against the internet left. The internet left is the one that's more right-wing, in that they hate the idea that there would be any government controls at all, much less nationalizing it. Although, you know, that's not real. That's kind of like a, I don't know. That's that maybe just the mainstream there with their net neutrality stuff. But maybe that you could say the internet left would want with that anyway. How does this really?
And net neutrality is just to like maintain a certain regulation that existed or something, or that doesn't exist, to like create one.
The Obama rules that were canceled were never really tested or used, so we don't know what.
Them was just laying around.
Net neutrality. What even is net neutrality? You know,
we threw them out.
Threw it out.
We had the manuals. We threw them out.
But on to Julian Assange and this thing that is going to blow your mind. All right. And this is from Daily Beast.
He did an interview?
Ben Collins of the Daily Beast. He interviewed Del Gilliam, who created the fake Sean Hannity account when Sean Hannity disappeared from Twitter the other night.
It scared everybody half to death. We were glad to see him return.
Well, one of those people who were scared half to death and wanted reassurance was Julian Assange.
And he reached out.
He reached right out to her. I'll read it. I'll read the lead here.
But to her?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll ben read Carson. The lead. No, this is Ben Collins. About 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, a couple hours after she started pretending to be Sean Hannity, Del Gilliam says she got a DM from the head of WikiLeaks, Julian
Assange.
That's
hilarious.
That's when she said she kind of panicked. I felt bad. He really thought he was talking to Sean
Hannity. Oh, my God. Why would he reach out to Sean Hannity anyway, real or otherwise? Do you think he talks to Sean Hannity on the reg?
Oh, yeah. They clearly had some rapport going here.
He's like, Sean, is everything okay? Was it something I said?
Let me read it. I'll read it from... This is Del Gilliam. I'd like to set up a time for us to talk. When may be good for you. Back. Good to see. Most of today is good. Try other channels. I can't believe this is happening. I mean, I can. It's crazy. Nothing can be put past people. I'm exhausted from the whole night. What about you, though? You doing okay? I'm happy as long as there's a fight. That was Del. And Assange says, I'm happy as long as there's a fight.
And Del's still pretending to be...
Of course, yeah. I'm definitely up for a fight. You up for a call at 9:30 Eastern? Yes. You can send me messages on other channels. Have some news about Warner. Yeah, they have a multiple channel type of rapport where they confirm each other with, oh yeah, that's me on my other phone. So they are talking all the time.
Like tonight, we took our Terramax and you told me, let's do this in other channels. And so we came in this room.
That's right. We had to do this correctly.
Nobody can hear us.
But listen, she said she wanted to play a joke on another Sean Hannity account. Sean Hannity with one underscore and not two. So it really was a joke on a joke, but not on our alt Assange, or alt Hannity rather.
I mean, the joke ultimately was on Mr. Assange. He thought he was reaching out to somebody that had his best interest at heart. And so he's messaging alt-right man from the TV set. And he's like, hey, is everything okay? Are you going to be all right?
Oh, God. No.
What does Del Hannity say to him? She goes, hey, buddy, how are you feeling? You okay? You all right?
You just learned.
No. No.
How do you think,
No.
How do you think
he
felt when he realized that, I mean, do we find out that this is a fake Hannity?
He's like, oh my god, he's not banned from Twitter.
He knows now, though, that it's a fake Hannity.
What if he realized what?
What are you doing, Julian?
No, we haven't found, he hasn't. No, he's not going to take any interviews on this topic, don't you? Everybody knows that it's a, that he's a, and he's a stupid dupe, too. He'll fall for anything.
When I first saw the guy, he was talking about crushing bastards, and that seemed all right. That seemed pretty fun. And then, he was publishing those leaks, doing his best, maybe, about the war, and then Chelsea Manny, but he didn't exactly help Chelsea, did he? Chelsea kind of took care of herself, right?
Chelsea's joined the Nazis, too, unfortunately.
Chelsea's a Nazi?
You didn't see her at that party with Cassandra Fairbanks?
Oh, dude, don't you think she's just hanging out with powerful people because it's like an up in the world?
Yeah.
Because Cassandra's got goddamn White House clearance. Dude, if I were Chelsea, I'd get the fuck away from all those creeps.
Well, you're not. Chelsea can do what she wants, but she's like cried because of what everybody said about her.
They didn't like her dress at the party?
No, when she left the party and people caught on to it and they were mad at her.
Yeah, dude, she was in there with her fucking enemies. I mean, how does she think that was going to go? Of course they're all going to smile at your face and make you feel welcome, and then you're a fucking piece of meat when you walk out the door.
Yeah, she said she was crashing their party, though.
Oh, so was she not invited?
No, she paid the, whatever, $150 fee or whatever. She didn't even bother to sneak in.
Well, you can just crash it just by appearing if you're Chelsea Manning, dude, and all these power mongers are at this. Who else was there?
Everybody from the alt-right. It was a party.
Was it Gavin McInnes?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure. I know that it was put on by Mike Cernovich, who almost lost his mind because it nearly blew up in his face. He had to pull every string he could to get a venue because the last one canceled on him.
They weren't too happy.
He had his child on his fastened onto him, and he was like barking at this guy at the venue.
He had the kid on like the front backpack.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's yelling at some guy.
Yeah, and this kind of passive aggressive yelling, I guess.
What does he say to him?
Christ.
Wait, what's his name? Cernovich, right?
Yeah, Mike Cernovich. Meltdown.
TMZ.
There's many of them.
It's probably a genre. So there's employee abuse. There's Donna Brazil meltdown on Twitter. Mike Cernovich Periscope. But there's a video of him. There's Mike Cernovich rape.
Yeah, he's a big rape supporter.
He's a backer.
He's got what's called a guerrilla mindset. How to control your thoughts and emotions. Improve your health and fitness. Make more money and live on your own terms.
I'm looking at him. Yeah, he's one of these people that just like talks into a camera. He can't make a video that's shorter than 20 minutes, dude. There's like nothing here that we could even play of his. I just want to see him with that baby on his chest.
Oh, it was the venue meltdown.
And the venue won't have him back. They said, dude, you strapped a baby to your chest like a fucking bomb and you stood out here yelling at everyone. You can't come back tomorrow.
Here he is. He was set up.
It wasn't him.
That's what he said.
21 minutes. This is what I'm saying, dude. He just...
And like 1 minute into it, he's yelling at this guy. Go ahead, call security. Call security. I can film whatever I want.
Oh, is he in his hotel room and they're coming up and they're like, dude, be quiet.
No, this is the venue.
Let's see. Oh, he is yelling.
Absolutely. Breach of contract. So, I'm definitely... No, you're not. I'm being fine. I saw on camera, bro. You can't mischaracterize what's happening. It's literally all on camera. That's why I record everything.
He says you can't mischaracterize what's happening. That's why it's on camera. It's like, it's all right. I'm on cam, bro. I'm on cam. He's a YouTuber, man. He's one of these people who thinks he's fucking invincible because he points a camera at himself. Like that Logan kid that fucked around in Japan. Got the police after him. Paul Logan? That fucking loser? You remember that guy?
Is he the one who hung himself in the forest or something?
He was near the guy. He like posed with the body.
Oh yeah, well, he's just waiting for his turn, right?
It was like Abu Ghraib, man. He's doing the thumbs up. Back to Julian.
Well,
do you think that he like never had an honest bone in his body? Has he just always been this fucking, I'm going to slip the condom off in the middle of the night kind of dude? And nobody wants to admit that he also applies that to his professional work?
Well, you know what his hacker nickname was? His alias? Mendax. It was Mendax, which is just Latin for liar.
Yeah. He boasts that he is a liar, which is how he's like supposed to recognize them or something. So if anybody ever comes to him and they're like, hey, you lied, he's like, yeah, man, I'm a liar.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's what liars do.
That's why he fits in with Donald Trump and Sean Hannity.
I mean, yeah, dude, he's right there with Donnie and the boys, fucking Cassandra Fairbanks, Chelsea Manning.
Well, don't talk about Chelsea Manning like that.
She's not actually a Nazi. She just went to this thing, right?
She just wanted to chill with them for a little while.
It's good to make an appearance.
Right.
Where there's a hate group meeting, you don't want to like act like you're better than them. You show up.
They're hip now. They've sold themselves as punk rock, and even she buys it.
That's sad, man. Like,
yeah.
She bought into one crazy enough idea as it was, which was joining the fucking military.
Well, so did Lori Penny. She bought into the whole, she was like, did this piece, My Week with Milo or something, where she hung out with Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, yeah.
And she like came out being like, yeah, he is hip. He's totally hip. In the same kind of way she was like.
It's like she was reprogrammed or something.
You know. Well, yeah,
you're probably reprogrammed by the celebrity, right? You're hanging around with them. They're like, hey, this guy is charismatic. He knows people. Everything looks easy to him.
Well, the whole idea of her story was that she was going to humanize him. And that's a sympathy. She's just building up sympathy for him the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, she had to go for and humanize Milo because that guy that shot those people from the hotel is dead. But look.
That would have been too easy, right? To get that guy.
They did humanize him, though, right? They kind of explained a lot of his stuff. Turns out that he and his brother were into some kind of like child sex trafficking ring or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's a pretty weird fucking rabbit hole, actually. And I think that's why it doesn't get much coverage, is because... like, there's just no angle to talk about that fucker anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, we should do a whole episode on him and go deep.
Dude, that's what I think.
That's the next episode, right?
I mean, sometimes you turn on the real news and you watch CNN and Fox on television there, don't you?
No.
You never turn it on just out of curiosity?
It's been a while. Been a while.
Well, I got a feeling like they're probably not talking about this shit that much. Because I'm not seeing it pop up on Twitter or in Reddit or whatever. But this guy was like fucking kids, and he had a bunch of child porn on his computer when they raided it.
Oh, yeah, his brother.
His brohim.
But I didn't know. I didn't think that was necessarily connected. They lived in whole different areas and weren't really... I didn't get the impression that they were that close.
What do you think happened to them, right? The one guy... goes and shoots a bunch of people at the hotel, and this other guy has this predilection for fucking kids. Like something, like what happened to their, if we're going to humanize them.
You think it was their family? Oh, I don't, you know, I'm not going to, no, I don't want to worry about that. I got to look into it more before I start analyzing them like that.
I was telling somebody that story about the license plates that I bought for the Chrysler when I was in high school. You remember this story?
No.
Like, well, that might be because the plates never came. And I paid the fee with a card or whatever. And I just never thought about it again. And my vanity plates never came in for the Chrysler. You know how much I love that car. And I went to college and I got a call. My mom called me at my dorm. And she said... she was like laughing, but she was also kind of distressed. Like something was. She said, "Like what? You know what? What the hell happened? Jake is driving the van around with the kids right now. They're at the grocery store, and on the front and back license plate, it says 'Fuck God.'" So because I had ordered plates for the Chrysler and I wanted to be like, you know, edgy or something. And of course they didn't print my fuck God license plates and send them in the mail. That's ridiculous. But something happened, and when Mom and Jake went to renew their normal standard issue plates, the fuck God plates somehow arrived in the mail for the van, and it was like legally registered. So he's driving these cute little kids around. They're fucking going to daycare. They're getting picked up at daycare, going to the grocery store, and it says fuck God as they're like piling out of the van.
Oh, that's why their grandma loves you so much, James.
Dude, so she was so intent on like telling them, like she was like, they need to know early that Santa's not real, that Santa doesn't really bring presents, it'll fuck them up. And what does she do now? She's like feeding them all this religion. Well, like, oh right, that was ridiculous to think Santa Claus exists, but of course, you know, God, Jesus, and the baby Jesus in the Bible.
Well, yeah, we need the real deal, not the fake news.
Yeah, not that fucker that actually shows up with presents.
Yeah, he's just a liberal.
Just laissez-faire.
Liberal Santa Claus. But
I told that story. I pledged a fraternity, right, when I was 18. And so this had just happened to me. You know, I didn't go through with it. I thought it was going to be like Animal House, but it was just like weird and political. Actually kind of racist and right-wing now that I think about it. But I told that story, right, at the frat house, and everybody was like laughing. Like the whole fraternity was there, and they thought it was the funniest shit they were ever heard. Like they were collapsing on the floor laughing at it. And as soon as the laughter dies down, right, this guy, this one fucking guy, he goes, that is the stupidest fucking thing I have ever heard. I got to use my line on him that the cold hard truth once gave me. He said, if anybody ever like tells you something that, you know, you think is bullshit, I said, that's what you think? Is that what you think, really? He goes, yeah, that's what I think. I think that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. I said, well, it's a good thing nobody gives a fuck what you think. And everybody laughed at him again. And I didn't join the frat. They wanted me to join. That was their treasurer. He was this fucking... That guy went on to be a cop.
Why? Hell no. He never left the fraternity, did he? You never leave.
He's in the fraternal order now. He got to like graduate into the daddy fraternity of cop daddies. I told the guy as I handed him my pen, my pledge pen, you had to wear it on your tie. You had to wear a fucking tie. And I said, I just can't do it, man. It's too much bullshit. I thought it was going to be like Animal House.
So why the fuck are they reading this Michael Wolff book? They got Hillary on the Grammys reading this book about Trump.
Is that Fire and Fury?
Yeah. Fire and Fury. What do you think about that?
I saw Bill Maher interview him, and he was actually not really a compelling person.
I haven't read the book. I just read the compelling excerpts. And,
the dirty dirt.
Yeah. Why burden myself with a horrible story? I just want the tweets.
He kept telling Bill Maher, "Just there's a paragraph. Just read it. Donald had a love interest. Just read it. He has a love interest. It's current. I'm not going to say who it is, but just read it, and you'll know."
Oh, I know who it is. You don't even have to read it. It's some model he's got as his like chief advisor.
It's not Stormy Dan?
No, it's not Stormy Daniels. Apparently, that's just his sex worker he hires. It's probably... What's her face? I forget her name.
Paula Broadwell?
Yeah, no.
She was a hottie.
Well, Nikki Haley has denied rumors
that she was boinking the president.
Yeah, Melania's burden. No, I Who is it? It's not Nikki Haley.
Maybe it's Julian.
I never heard Nikki Haley.
So Julian published leaks that Russia sent him that were not real. Is that what happened?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to look this up.
Yeah, let's find out who the president's banging.
But no, what did you say? I wasn't paying
attention.
Like, didn't
Juliet at one time point... he published materials that Russia gave him. And everybody took issue with that. Until they had to be reminded that he's not an American citizen. He's Australian.
I think he did. I think that's what the...
And so that's how he got the pass on publishing those materials that Russia had given him. And wasn't it materials on the RNC? And he had materials on the DNC, but he didn't publish the RNC stuff. He only published the DNC.
Yeah, he was just holding on to them like baseball cards.
Dude, I mean, that's the real problem, right? Is that he had the whole set of data. And he only released, like, the shit about, you know, the shitheads on the left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, duh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you need any reason to not like the guy, I think that's probably the strongest one. Like, if you don't believe the allegations that he pulled his condom off.
I don't think I even need to go that far. I just don't like what he's doing.
When did you stop liking it?
I just, you know, I started reading WikiLeaks and thought it was kind of a dumb thing. Oh, to begin with, it's kind of stupid.
I thought the diplomatic cables were pretty cool.
I don't remember them. I don't think they were that cool.
I read one of them, and it was Hillary Clinton arranging to have Guantanamo prisoners held in other countries. The other country had to agree to hold these prisoners to get a meeting with Barack Obama. I read that, I think, up in my camper in like 2012 or something, or 13, whenever they were coming out.
Well, now
I was on vacation up there.
Now you know the truth about Hillary.
We knew that Guantanamo wasn't closing down. It was interesting to see the way that they were trying to close it down, which is just as fucked up. They're not talking about releasing anyone. In fact, turning them over to, you know, people you don't know are going to treat them as well as they were treated there. I mean, that was crazy, right? Like, you got to take one of our prisoners and we'll let you talk to the president. And you got to take one of these, like, high-profile fucking nobody-wants-to-deal-with-them prisoners, too. Like, that's just, you know, that let me know where she stood, dude.
And in relation to what?
Like, she's not at all interested in treat the people humanely and fucking close that weird place down.
You mean, like, just,
you know, the dude
humanely kill them and close the doors? What do they do?
I mean, they don't need to be killed, dude. There's people being held there on bullshit. Dude, you fucking turn them loose, man. Let them go back to their villages or what the fuck ever. They're not a threat to us, dude. There's no masterminding they're going to do out there that's a threat to us. You know what I mean? Like somebody can't cook up some cockamamie scheme about building a bomb and strapping it to your chest somewhere? Like you need 13 assholes in Guantanamo Bay to tell you how to do that?
Well,
let the fuckers go and fucking shut that shit down. But no, they were so important she had to trade them around the world for interviews with the president. Well, and it didn't fucking work either. They didn't accept it.
I hate to be that guy, but I don't think what you said is, like, at all realistic, though. Nobody wouldn't happen.
Of course it wouldn't happen.
If she had done that, it would have been career suicide right away.
Yeah, well, look how her career turned out anyway.
Well, she's on the Grammys tonight.
Dude, if she shut down Guantanamo Bay, dude, she would be king of the fucking world, man. They would be parading her through Europe and everywhere else where the prison industrial complex is not as celebrated.
Yeah, but they're going to be like, no, I don't want this Al-Qaeda commander in my prison. You know, of course they're going to deny it.
Right? Yeah, of course all that's going to happen to her. But listen, you sacrifice that if you're any kind of leader.
You take these guys and you drop them off in Iraq, Afghanistan, where they came from, Pakistan, whatever. You just drop them off there. I mean, is that doing them a...
Well, they don't have to go there. They can go anywhere, right? Anywhere there's where there's like...
Yeah, but...
They're going to turn the other way. You know, there's places in Central America, gonna... South America. Nobody gives a fuck. Put them up in the Marriott.
People would be... Do you know how...
get them room service.
You know how people feel about 9/11, man. They would get so mad. It's not going to... like.
Hey, all I'm saying, dude, is that it let me know where Hillary really stood. It was a strong indicator.
Just let people go from Guantanamo just because she's a Democrat.
No, I didn't. I didn't have any idea, but I did have a strong idea that after I read that she would not.
It seems like it just confirmed what you already believed further, negative about the government, rather than anything, well...
About her.
I mean, come on. She's not some outlying, different Democrat.
No, the government shouldn't be doing Guantanamo. Our government, like, shouldn't be spending our money on some Cuban prison. Putting people in cages and, you know, shaking little bobblehead Mohammeds at them and fucking pissing on them and whatever else they were doing.
No, they shouldn't do that.
Because it's like a third of every paycheck goes to that.
But how does Hillary get the blame for all that? I don't understand. It's that.
No, dude, I'm not blaming her, but I'm saying that she wasn't doing anything to help it either. And in fact, trading these people around like they're some kind of tokens is disgusting, man. These are human beings. You don't just trade them for I was traded for a meeting with the president. Awesome.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how
I'm in Paraguay.
I don't know how you expect world leaders to do business, but.
Dude, it's not that I have any expectation or anything. It's just that I read the thing and it was compelling. And it felt like I was actually informed.
See, that's...
And so that was not such a bad thing that WikiLeaks did.
It sounds to me like... I don't know. It doesn't sound like you've been deeply informed on world affairs.
Look, man, I'm not saying that I was, okay? I read one... I'm telling you about one diplomatic cable. Where do you get that I say that, like, I know geopolitics?
Well, I mean, like, it just sounds like... Or how about that's wrong. I mean, the right scope is Hillary. Like, what does this tell you about Hillary that is so bad? I don't.
Well, here's my point, man. It's not about, dude. I'm not talking about Hillary. I'm telling you that I read this. I read this fucking cable, right? And like, regardless of all the information in it, I can't parse it all. I read a few pieces of it. Some of it was just nothing, and then some of it was actually just little things like that, right?
Which is
just like
a good part,
little nuggets of stuff happening, and it didn't seem like a bad thing. So my point is like, when did WikiLeaks actually turn into this toxic sludge factory?
Well, on the one hand, Julian Assange can maintain his claim that he's totally impartial and he's just publishing whatever he gets his hands on. And on the other hand, all the promotion of it is done to put the magnifying glass on, say, Hillary Clinton, for example, or various government figures that are, you know, representatives of the neoliberal world order that Julian Assange wants to destroy.
So when it comes to crushing bastards,
and
there's only certain bastards he's willing to crush, and that's the problem. Do you think that it was going on as like in 2007? Was he already protecting bastards when he said he was crushing them?
When did he get? You know, I think it was easy to see things differently then, and I don't know that he's made any specific changes in his personality at all. Or that, you know, it's just that his mission is so, you know, and his worldview is such a kind of, what would you call it? Just opportunist, right? Chameleon. He fits in and blends in with the moment and will take whoever he wants on his side. And,
And if he does occasionally sprinkle in little pieces of what appear to be nuggets of gold, like those little moments with Hillary Clinton and the diplomatic cables, that's more to his credit, and it feeds that confirmation bias that people are looking for anyway. Like, so rarely are people's minds actually changed by, like, facts and evidence that come before them. So it's like, it doesn't matter. He was just building this snowball of support behind him.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't see that WikiLeaks is...
It was all about him.
Well, WikiLeaks is really compelling, though, to a lot of people. And it seems to have this power of truth behind it that, this is the real deal. This isn't some expert sitting in between me and his investigation. I get to do it myself. This is like
Wiki. This is like Wikipedia.
It's like the Protestant Reformation. I'll read my own Bible in my own language, right?
Even the name of his organization is a lie, if you look at it that way. WikiLeaks, like, because he's the one who gets to decide what goes out.
Well,
so it's not everybody getting to publish truth.
But ultimately, he gets to say. Yeah, he gets to say, though, that he doesn't do any of the interpretation for us. He doesn't. You just
he'll
take
say the organization.
You just go to the leaks yourself. Go to WikiLeaks, read it, and make up your own mind, he says.
And there's no opportunity to say, well, you know, what about that other everything you didn't publish?
Basically, it's anti-journalism is what you could call it. It's like it's the opposite of journalism. It's saying everybody is now the investigator. And that's why you have stuff like Pizzagate and stuff like that. It's really...
And that self-investigation that guy did with his M16 over there.
What?
You remember that guy? I took a screenshot of the news.
What the hell
and
are
it was
you
that
talking
guy.
About?
It was at Pizzagate, and he said he was conducting a self-investigation,
yeah.
And it's a picture of a man carrying a gun.
He thought he was a journalist, just investigating WikiLeaks articles. Right? That's exactly.
Remember how Tom Brokaw would carry a rifle thrown over his shoulder?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he'd push his way into the basement and say, let me see it, damn it.
Show me the kids. Where are you keeping the kid?
Yeah. So, I think we've arrived at... And this is what we all should have seen, the writing on the wall with the, what was the very first, I remember we had a guy there, Tyler Bass was there at the WikiLeaks release of Collateral Murder video.
Yeah.
Right?
He was one of like 12 people in the room.
Really? And this motherfucker was up there playing this video.
Yeah. That it was a Reuters photographer getting shot by Crazy Legs 1-8, Crazy Horse 1-8.
When you saw that, that's when I really realized, what is this Julian Assange guy? What's he doing? What's he all about? And why would he just publish this video like some kind of music video? It didn't seem right.
And
it was
this
like
was
a
3 years after
it was,
he announced himself.
Well, he had been doing all kinds of stuff.
Little stuff.
That wasn't his first gig.
He was publishing little things.
But think of that today. With Julian Assange in Washington, D.C. debuting this short film they'd spliced together of Chelsea Manning, one of the most incredible pieces of Chelsea Manning's leak, which later we'd get Cablegate.
I forgot about Cablegate.
That was also Chelsea Manning.
So there's never really been a point in time where it was just about publishing every single leak you could get a hold of.
Well, it always was, and it still is.
Except that he's not, because he's not publishing those RNC leaks that he supposedly received.
Well, I think they have an editorial discretion where they can't spend their time on everything, right?
That's what he says to defend only publishing shit about the people with the blue ties.
Yeah.
He goes, well, come on, I don't have time to go through all the red tie
stuff. Which isn't even true. Well, what he can do is he can always go back and say, oh, but we do. And yet somehow it doesn't have the kind of resonance. Nobody cares. It's not like they get on their Twitter and announce it and parade it around like they do this stuff about Catalonia and Venezuela and on and on.
So he published the RNC leaks? He just didn't tweet them?
Maybe he didn't. I don't know. It's probably in one of his backup files that are still encrypted.
But it's not really like everyone leaking. Like, if you're going to play that game, dude, it seems like you've just got to create a platform where fucking everybody's just publishing shit through it and you don't get to touch it at all. And it's like, it is what it is. Maybe it's probably 99% garbage.
Well, that's just live leak, right? And you know what? Yeah. That ends up being that same thing where it's kind of, or like 4chan, right? It's just kind of that same right-wing fuck-all eventually.
Right. And soldiers kicking puppies. And
that's kind of his attitude to begin with. And yeah, you know.
Live leak, yeah. Better than WikiLeaks.
Live leak is the... that's what that is, right?
If you want, look, man, if you listen, viewers, as we go out tonight, if we know a lot of our listeners have, or they got, you got your sweaty little hands on some leaks right now, and you're just itching to publish them, right? I know you want to take it to WikiLeaks. I know you want to take it to alt Hannity at Twitter. But if you go over to liveleak.com and register your account, you can publish literally anything. I mean, they don't take it down, dude. I think you could publish government shit over there. You would just, some rednecks would comment on it and say it's fake news or whatever, and then it would disappear. Because, like, nobody would believe you actually published it through WikiLeaks, right? Or live leaks, I mean.
People have believed stupider things. It would give it some kind of street cred if it came from, you know... If it came from some other site like that,
do you think WikiLeaks was a bad idea?
Yeah,
like there's no way to do that, right? You gotta be kind of a journalist and connect this information yourself and write the story yourself.
That's what I'm saying, is that WikiLeaks is anti-journalism and journalism is good. And what WikiLeaks does is basically conspiracy mongering,
because they release a little bit of things that are supposedly evidence.
Well, they release oceans. They just throw it all out there. Just a big pile. Go at it. Confirm your beliefs, you the noobs. And you know what? When the real journalists get a hold of it, occasionally it turns out good. And there was a time when they were very dedicated to working with journalists, right? Working with... and. That's probably when it was good, is when they didn't do these mass treasure troves of crap, you know? That's what they do now. It's the lazy way out, and that's maybe the change they've had, is that they just don't work with The Guardian. They burnt bridges with all these places because they didn't like what came out of the investigations.
The investigations probably revealed their leaks to be not so helpful, or maybe like too vague.
Not sensational.
Or, yeah.
You know, they didn't agree with what the internal analysis with WikiLeaks probably was.
So now, yeah, man, I get it now. I feel like I understand what's gone wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I understood it either. I didn't know that it really had. But I think it did. I think that's what happened.
And I worry that the Pursuance Project is headed down the same path.
Pursuance Project is pure anti-journalism from guy who's got just a great track record.
I'm going to start a... Barrett Brown started Pursuance Project... he just got out of prison because he was going to look into that guy's kids, and they didn't much care for that, and they didn't care for the fact that he claimed he was armed, and if they came in there, he was going to kill them. And but now he's out, and he created.
He didn't do that either. He didn't do it. He didn't.
He didn't kill them.
He said he would. So if Bear Brown ever says he's going to kill you, you can just laugh at him because he wouldn't do it. Even to his worst enemy, he wouldn't do it.
you can chill, but it's, he said he was going to look into Agent Robert Smith's kids, who someone recently confirmed to me is a real person.
Confirmed.
So Robert Smith was a real person. We don't know if he had kids, but...
Yo, listen, I got this idea for a story, all right?
Wait a second.
Why?
Wait a second. I'm starting a pursuance project.
Okay.
Basically, what it is we keep track of our enemies, and I delegate pursuances for people to look into their kids based on whoever Barrett Brown most recently blocked on Twitter. We look into their kids. Or I don't, but I create a pursuance and somebody else comes along and picks it up and does it for Barrett.
You got to be mad with anonymous power to look into someone's kids, man.
So that's the story I'm working on. What are you working on?
All right, so get this. Julian Assange was talking to the fake Hannity, right? And, well, where was I going to go with this? Oh, yeah, okay. So the Russell League has come back out of retirement and under the name of Jamie Assert, they've learned this new exploit where they get to DDoS people or DOS, denial of service people's Twitter accounts. So they're behind, you know, Trump going down, Hannity going down, Assange going down, and these bizarre tweets they do before they go down. And they're
she already proved that this can be done because she had Jihad work over Sue Basco's account in the same fashion.
Right. So they're DOSing.
Like they were on acid.
Yeah, they're DOSing people's Twitter accounts down like they was on acid. And then they're using it to create these alt accounts. And they're targeting in on Julian Assange.
Just by they're triangulating him with alt accounts?
They're trying to get into it. They're trying to hack his system, man. That's how they got. That's how they've. And they're creating sock puppets of Hannity and Assange. And they're having little conversations where they might jump in and change this or that or. As mess with their communications.
God, like, it's a real throne of lies, man.
They're getting troll boxed, like in Throne of Lies, yeah.
Oh, this is ugly. Do you think they're going to backtrace their way all the way back to Daddy Assange?
Well, the reason Russell League is doing this is ultimately so they can take over Assange's computer and no one will notice. It's that. People already think he's a CGI recreation.
He and Snowden both. Dude, we haven't heard from Snowden in a while. Is he going to make an appearance in this story?
Snowden?
Has he ever talked to Assange?
Dude, that's too far. Of course they. I mean, I don't know, but that's too far. That's too many elements of unbelievable shit.
Yeah, that's a whole other level, man.
We can go there, but right now, just on level two.
To what end? Why would they want to get to Mr. Assange and his Twitter?
Yeah, I know. It's a good question.
They want to see all the other alt accounts he's talking to? How many fake accounts has Assange reached out to, do you think?
Hundreds, if not thousands.
He probably only exclusively communicates with alt accounts and fakes and other channels.
He doesn't even know the difference.
He would just tell... Jihad and Meep Kitty Fuck to talk to him on other channels, and they would go there and DDoS his other channels. leave What other channels do you think he's on? Do you think he's using Signal?
Who, Julian Assange?
Yeah.
No. He only uses Twitter and his burner cell phone that he has delivered each day.
That makes him especially vulnerable to Russell League, who specialize in DDoSing Twitter accounts.
He's terribly vulnerable.
Well, that's a sick fucking world, man. But, you know, that's why we got the Russell League, right?
Yeah, they're a terrorist group.
Is there anything more we should talk about as we go out? We plugged our stories. We talked. I think we had an enlightening and enriching discussion about the nature, the true nature of WikiLeaks with a capital T. And I feel like we really got to the bottom of that. And then, dude, this was all Assange, man. This was the Assange hour. We haven't had one of these in a long time.
So we're done recording.
When I come home, baby, and I've been working all night long, with my daughter on my knee, she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" And she whispered in my ear so sweet, you know, she said, "Ooh, Daddy, you're fool to cry. You're town. And I go and see her sometime, and we make love so fine. I put my hand on her shoulder, and she says, "Tell me all your trouble." You know what she said? Sometimes I make it like I don't understand. I said,